The year is 1972, and two of public radio's early voices are observing the 50th anniversary of WOI in Ames.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Music Shop.
Doug Brown chatted with Andy Wolfries, who was there when the station signed on in 1922 and was one of Iowa's first broadcasting personalities.
Our first records were played on an old hand-wound Victrola. It, had a mechanical pickup and played through a very small horn. And microphones then were not these beautiful dynamic types that you're using now, but instead were the just the regular telephone microphone. And so we played a poor 78 RPM record out of that awful Victrola into a telephone microphone. I don't know what the quality of our transmitter was. Nobody cared. Receivers were terrible, and they came out of a pair of headphones or out of one of the early loudspeakers, the old Magnavox. And the quality was just unbelievable, but nobody cared. It came by radio. It was one of the miracles. It's kind of old shoe now, of course, but the quality today is just unbelievable compared with what it was then.
Now, this notion of being without wires, you...
Oh, yeah, that was... that almost got me in jail once, by the way. I sold the summer of 22, I sold radios on the side. The WOI was not on the air all the time. So we had a technique of putting out a Grebe receiver, a regenerative receiver, and this was what I was pushing then, with a newfangled Magnavox loudspeaker. So I took one out to a farm home, I'm going to say in the vicinity of Waterloo. I'd hate to identify anyone if they're still around. And set it up. Our technique was to take the set out in the afternoon, show them how to run it, and then that evening they probably could hear some of the Chicago stations. There were two then, and KDKA and some of those. And then rush out the next day and close the sale. $425, quite a lot of money in those days. Still is. And we'd close the deal and confidently wait for the next day when they came in to report their battery had died and they were going to require another $20 for a battery charger. So anyway, I had this thing out and I went out the next day to close the sale and lo, here was the farmer, his wife, and the sheriff of Black Hawk County. And he escorted me into Waterloo, and eventually I got out from under. But the farmer was absolutely certain that I was conning him, because he had no telephone, usual thing in those days in the farms. He had no telephone. There was no possible wire connection between his farm home and Chicago, and yet I claimed that he was hearing a Chicago station. So obviously there was skullduggery. So...
Andy Wolfries, born in Ireland and died an Iowan at the age of 83. In Des Moines, Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.